Rhubarb, written by Craig Sylvie and read by Humphrey Bauer. Ewan is in his shed, preparing the assembly of a peg box when he hears her knock. His belly grips and rises. He knows it's her. He lays down his tools, moves out, ducking his head for the hill's hoist. Inside, the fridge spasms and burrs as he enters. She knocks again. He slips down the hall, unlatches and unlocks the door. It's her. And she smiles, standing on a velvety welcome mat. Tilts her head and holds up the esky.
"Well, aha there," she chirps loudly. "And a Merry Christmas to y'all. You know, I just thought, well, heck, with it being the festive season and all, I just thought, well, wouldn't it be right nice if I cooked us up this here turkey fowl and, you know, bring it over and share-like. So anyways, here I am, and I'm surely hoping I gots me the right house. Otherwise, this'd just be damn well embarrassing."
"No, this is the right one," Ewan smiles. "Merry Christmas." Today, she wears a bright white singlet and thick khaki skirt. The tip of her nose is peeling. There are two red clips in her hair. She is sweating. Her dog has a Santa hat strapped awkwardly to his head, covering one ear. Ewan reaches, takes the esky.
"Thanks," she laughs.
"Come in," he says. And the insane gravity of that gesture presses down upon him. He is asking her inside. She has brought a hot breeze, which he snuffs with a closed door. They work down the passage together. He sees her drop the leash of her guide dog. The grip on his arm tightens. Warren canters on ahead. Nose down, he searches for water. Ewan takes her through to the kitchen. He sets the esky down on the table.
"It's so bloody hot out there," she says, puffing flushed cheeks.
They share a brief silence. Ewan lifts the esky lid and smiles. "You really didn't have to do all this, you know. But thank you. Very much."
"Don't mention it. Thanks for letting me in. You know, if there's one good thing about stalking a hermit, it's that they're usually home."
"Have a seat," says Ewan. "It's just there in front of you."
"Thanks."
Eleanor sits, places the crab beside her. He takes two plates from the dish rack, lays them on the table, begins to sift through cutlery, unsure of what to do.